Good afternoon. This story is probably so familiar to all of us.
这个故事我们都听了很多遍了。
But hopefully today we will have a renewed appreciation of what it really means to each of us.
今天我们再来复习一下这个故事对我们意味着什么。
But before we get into the story, I want to begin with some recent news.
我在我讲这个故事之前呢，我想讲讲刚刚发生的一个事情。
So I know that some of the youth here love to play tennis, chess, and a number of other activities.
我们想这个青少年他们有些喜欢打网球，或者是或者下棋。
Basketball is one of my favorite sports to both play and watch.
篮球是我很喜欢看的一个运动。
Now on Tuesday of this week, Stephen Curry in the picture here, he set a record.
这个星期的星期二，这个球星这个斯蒂芬科利，他完成了一个记录。
It was something I was kind of unaware of.
我当时还没注意到。
His record is quite unbelievable because he broke the record for three-point shots, which are quite difficult to make.
他的记录也是一个非常让人难以置信的。他的记录就是一个三分球的这个球的数量。
This news went out everywhere.
这个消息在传遍了每一个地方。
Maybe not as much to the Chinese church, I'm not sure.
可能中国教会可能没有那么在这里没那么普遍。
But at any rate, it went out everywhere, and the first person that told it to me was my youngest daughter, Michaela.
这个消息虽然传到那个每个地方，但是对我来讲的是我女儿首先告诉我的。
And I thought, this is surprising. She's not usually a basketball person.
这有点让我吃惊，因为我的女儿她平时也不是很看这个篮球比赛。
But at any rate, I guess she heard it through school and so forth because everybody was just talking about it. It was the news of the week.
所以这个可能她是在学校里面，每个人她同学都谈这个事情，这个是一个每周的一个新闻，一个主要新闻，所以她听到了。
But we, during Christmas time, Christians, we have a much greater news and out of this world kind of the news to share.
就是我们基督徒在这个圣诞节的时候呢，我们有一个更加神奇的一个新闻，一个故事。
And it's something that we don't want to keep to ourselves, but we want to spread it.
这个故事呢，我们不想只是我们自己去听一听，我们想把这个故事传给别人。
Today, my main goal is to maybe bring out 3 points to kind of help us renew our enthusiasm for and excitement and joy for Christmas.
今天我想讲这个三件事情，就是三个事情能使我们重新点燃我们心中的这种热情，让我们愿意和别人去分享我们的信仰。
So the 3 points are there in English, so. Point one, Jesus is sovereign over all rulers.
第一个这三点里面，第一点是这个耶稣是所有掌权的主宰。
Jesus is the source of true light. That's point two.
这第二点是耶稣是真光的来源。
And the last one is Jesus is the source of true bread.
耶稣第三点是耶稣是这个真粮的来源。
My hope and desire is that as we reflect on this, that we can even more passionately both rejoice in this news and celebrate it by passing it on to others.
我们今天在这里，我们再一次来看这三个真理的时候呢，我希望呢，我的意愿就是我们能够通过这三点，能够让我们更加的对我们的所信的更加有热情，来更加愿意去和别人去分享。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Lord, thank you for this Christmas season, and we ask you to open our hearts and the eyes of and ears of our hearts to help us to rejoice anew and be able to proclaim this news in fresh new ways this Christmas.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你，在这个圣诞节的期间， 让我们来在你面前、求主来重新的点燃我们的心中的这份热情，让我们、愿意来、愿意分享。
Help us to be passionate, help us to be enthusiastic, and help us to just overflow with your joy, we pray in Jesus' name.
我真的在这里向你祈求，求主来、重新的、来点燃，来促进，帮助我们、能够活出这样的、热情的生命，也求主、让我们的生命充满来自你的喜乐、这样祷告不配侍奉我们主基督耶稣名求。
So in the scripture that we just read, a census was ordered by the powerful Roman government.
今天这个故事呢，我是就是这个有一个上报名上册的一个事情，就是当时是罗马的一个很有权力的一个国王所签订的。
The censorship was used to ensure that.The taxes were sufficient.
这个报名上册的一个目的就是主要是确保这个税收能够被征收到。
In a very real way, Caesar flexed his muscles, thinking he was the supreme ruler, the emperor.
这个报名上册其实也是这个一个国家的国王或掌权的显示实力的时候，能显示他。是这个国家的最高的统帅。
A ruler that he hoped people would believe that they really needed him for success and joy in their life.
这个掌权这样掌权者，他们通过这些报名上册这样的东西呢，使每个人都感觉到这个皇帝或者这个掌权是他们在生活中所必须依靠的。
One student of history said this about Caesar.
有一个研究历史的一个学者是这样评价这个凯撒。
It's kind of like a Marvel movie. His reign was marked by assassinations, battles, conquests, some of the most bloodiest battles ever.
这个凯撒阿古斯亚古斯都，他在掌权的时候，他的有点像我们看电影 Marvel 电影里面充满了这个血腥充满这些流血的战争。
And because of his power and reign, the next 200 years there was a relative peace throughout the Roman Empire.
但是后他的这个统治呢，给罗马带来了两千多年的这个和平。
He would bring reform and renewal in the government area, in the military area.In art and economy, just every area he would bring newness and just a thriving economy.
他在这个罗马帝国的每个层面都带来了这个改变，不管是这个是政府、军队、军事、艺术、经济方面，他都带。
So this was a news much like the basketball player that went out. Everybody knew of this strong kingdom.
这个故事就像这刚才我们听的这个篮球这个事情一样的，都传遍，所以每个人都知道，当时有这样的一个大有这个能力的这样一个皇帝，一个帝国。
This was the golden age of Rome.
这个是那个罗马的这个黄金年代。
But into this supposed powerful ruler, God was going to flex his muscles.
就在这个大有能力的这样的一个这个帝皇面前，我们的神也要显示他的这样的他的能力。
And his purpose was to show that he was the sovereign ruler over the nations, not Caesar.
神的目的就是要向世人告诉世人，他才真正是每个国家的真正的这个主宰，不是凯撒。
And in the scripture Micah 5:2, we hear of an ancient of days who is going to be born in the city of Bethlehem.
在这个 米迦书里面能告诉一个古老的这样一个预言，就是在这个对。
And this ruler was a ruler for not just a country, but for meant to be a ruler for all the peoples.
这个掌权的不只是指一个，这是一个国家的，而是是所有的，所有人类的。
You know, the book of Micah, the word Micah itself means who is like God.
这个米迦这个名字的在原文就是。
This is in fact the meaning of Michaela's name, my youngest daughter, who is like God.
对我女儿这个名字，也就是一个。
So this God, this child that was born into Bethlehem was to be the ruler of all the nations, not a ruler who would play favorites.
这个出生在伯利恒的这样的一个统治者，这样的掌权的，他是不会有偏，不会偏心。
Rule with truth.
他通过真理来掌权。
Rule with wisdom.
他通过智慧来掌权。
Rule with love.
他用爱来掌权。
Rule with goodness.
他用良善来掌权。
Rule with holiness.
用圣洁来掌权。
And you know, to just sort of bring this first piece to a closure, I want to say this from the book of Proverbs.
我想用这个在这个结束第一部分的时候，我也用这个箴言的一句话来做结束。
And this is a verse many people memorize.
这个我想大家都
记住。To remind us that God is in fact sovereign over all.
告诉我们，神其实是这个宇宙的主宰。
In Proverbs 19, the verse there in 21 says, "Many are the plans."In the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
好，在这个箴言十九二十一是这样讲的：人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华筹算才能立定。
Many are the plans of man, but the purpose of God will stand.
有人很人很多有很多计谋，只有神的筹算才是才能。
We can rejoice afresh and anew this year, even though things seem so dark and grim and in chaos. God is still sovereign.
就像我们虽然现在这个时候，我们会有些时候会感觉到这个时代是黑暗的，让人沮丧，很混乱。但是我们知道，我们的神是掌权的。
Point two: Jesus is the source of true light.
第二点是耶稣是真光的源头。
Okay, not just sovereign ruler, but he's the source of true light.
他不只是一个掌权者，他也是真光。
Now here's a little history fact, and probably maybe the high schoolers know this, but we'll see.
这个历史的一些故事，我想这个学生可能会知道。我们再看看哈。
There's a city in northmost Alaska where people live 67 straight days in darkness.
在这个阿拉斯加最北端的一个镇，这里的居民他们每年有67天完全的黑暗。
From mid-November to basically about mid-January.Is darkness.
他们从这个十一月中旬到十二到一月中旬，整个这个地方就是一片黑暗。
To me, it's hard to imagine. Maybe for some of you, you'd say, "Wow, this is great. We can like hibernate for like 2 months, like a bear, right? Sleep."
对我来讲，这是难以想象。我想，这有些人可能觉得很喜欢这样，这样我就不用做任何事情，就像那个熊可以冬眠。
It's very dark, and those people living there for 60 days, 67 days, during that time, that's what they expect. But on day 68, they expect a change, light.
这个，对对对，对当地人来说，这个是他们每年都要这样的经历的，所以他们也没有什么奇怪。
So in the Luke account, the shepherds were in total darkness, and this is what they were expecting. They weren't expecting anything but darkness.
在这个路加福音里面，我们看到这个牧羊人当时候是在晚上，所以他们当时也没有去想象除了这个黑暗以外，有还有别的事。
A darkness so dark, just like the people in Alaska living in darkness.
那黑暗就像这个亚拉斯加这个小镇的人一样。
Imagine you're expecting the darkness to continue through the watch of your sheep, but all of a sudden the glory of God shines around you.
这些牧羊人在那个看守他们羊群，所以他们在这黑暗之中，他们这完全的没有没有这个想到有大光。
Their routine of darkness was suddenly interrupted by a powerful blast of light.
他们这习惯了这样的黑暗的这个被这个神的这样的大光突然搅乱。
Who wouldn't be afraid, or at least a little full of fear, right?
我想每个人都这个时候都会感到一些害怕。
But the angel gently speaks to the shepherd, saying, "Don't be afraid."
但是这个天使温柔的对这个牧羊人说，不要害怕。
I wonder they needed that. They needed to hear that because during this reign of Caesar, though there was peace, if Caesar would have suddenly showed up, probably their hearts would have been full of fear, anxiety, for many reasons.
我想我们如果能够想象一下，如果这个时候如果是罗马帝国的皇帝凯撒突然出现在他面前的时候，他们肯定心里可能充满了这个害怕、担心，甚至担心他们的命都会失掉。
But when God's light steps onto the scene, His presence dispels or takes the darkness away, takes the fear away, as He says to the shepherds, "Don't be afraid."
当神展现他的时候，他就通过光驱散了黑暗，也驱散了这些牧羊人的这种害怕和担心。
So he settles their hearts, "Don't be afraid," but he continues, "Great news for all the peoples, all the peoples."
神在这个安抚了这个牧羊人的这个焦虑以后呢，继续向这些人传讲一个大好的消息，这个大好消息是关乎所有人的。
In this presence of a great light, the angel says good news for all the people.
当在这个在这大光之中，这个天使对牧羊人说，这个是有关乎所有人的大好消息。
Probably most of you know that the writer of Luke. Luke was a doctor by profession.
我想我们都知道这个写这个路加福音这个作者路加他是个医生。
Luke was very detailed in his writing the book.
我们也看到路加写福音写路加福音的时候他也是比较注意很多细节。
And Luke was trying to help his readership connect this baby with Jesus.
路加在这个时候是想耶稣能够连起来。
If we were to read the account of John, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world, and whoever follows in me, with me, will never walk in darkness."
耶稣在这个约翰福音第八章第十二节是这样说：耶稣对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗中走，必要得着生命的光。
In this Luke account, we are seeing that the angel is proclaiming a source of true light and truth. It is not Caesar Augustus. It is something bigger.
在这里，我们也在路加福音这个地方，我们也看到这天使向世人宣告了这个真光，这个真理，这个真光不是当时的帝国帝皇帝凯撒。而是一个更大的。
Jesus, even today, he wants to break into our lives, shine a bright light into our lives, and he wants to be our true light.
今天也一样，耶稣他要把光带进我们的生命当中，把真光带进我们的黑暗。
Do you worry for the students here? Do you worry? Well, actually, maybe the parents. Do you worry about academics, grades in the next chapter of your life?
我想对学生或者对这学生父母来讲，你们是不是也担心这个学习这些成绩，或者是生命的下一步怎么走？
Well, follow the light of Jesus, embrace and live out the truth, and you don't need to be worrying about the next chapter or your grades.
跟从这个耶稣的光去拥抱，去活出这个圣经的真理的时候，我想你是没必要有任何担心。
As a parent, do you worry about your child's safety, whether they will or not follow God, or whom they will marry?
我想对父母来讲啊，我们你是不是担心小孩的安全？啊，是不是继续的跟随神，或者甚至你小孩和谁结婚
？Follow the light of Jesus and model this light.Before your children and pray for them every day.
我们要做就是跟随耶稣的光，用耶稣的光来做我们的生活的模范。为你的小孩每天祷告。
Teach them the word of God in every season of life.
不管在他什么的生活的什么季节，都用神的话语。
And the God who the Bible says cares for the sparrows even of the air, he will certainly care and provide much more love and attention for your children. Just be the light to them.
如果我们的神都关心这个天上的这麻雀的话，他当然关心你的小孩。你要做就是把光，让光来照亮你的小孩。
So we rejoice this Christmas not just because Jesus is sovereign over all the kings of this earth.
我们今天来庆祝这个圣诞节，不只是因为这个耶稣是整个地球的主宰。
But we rejoice because Jesus is the source of true life, true light, true light.
我们来庆祝这个圣诞。也是因为这个耶稣是真光的来源。
And lastly, in the passage, we get a kind of an idea of Jesus being the source of true bread.
从这个最后的这个图片来看，我们就来猜到这个耶稣是这个真粮的来源。
You know, the census was called for a taxation purpose, and amazingly enough that.Made the holy couple leave Nazareth and go to Bethlehem.
这个报名上次的目的是要为了这个收这个税，但是也促使这个耶稣的父母从离开拿撒勒去了伯利恒。
Maybe I can put it out there for the women who have had children.What would it be like to be heavy in 8+ months of labor and have to travel from here to, well, let's say even to downtown Pittsburgh? This was a far longer journey than that, but it was disruptive. It wouldn't have been very comfortable, right?
我知道，但是我想这里的母亲可以想象一下，如果那时候你是8个月的身孕。要从这里走到这个匹兹堡的市中心去，我想这个是一个不太容易走的一条路。
But the holy couple obeyed and went to Bethlehem.
这位耶稣的这个在世的父母，他们顺服了，他们就去了这个伯利恒。
Do you know what Bethlehem means? The name Bethlehem, what does it mean?
伯利恒在原文是什么意思你们知道吗
It means house of bread
就是这个叫饼屋
You know in John 6:35 Jesus said to the crowd following him I am the bread of life Whoever comes to me will never go hungry
这个在约翰福音第六章第三十五节是耶
True bread for mankind's life comes only from the child that was born in Bethlehem.
这个真粮啊，就是来自于这位出生在。
He is the source of spiritual nourishment.
他是我们啊灵啊灵命的这样的营养的来源。
Caesar Augustus, he offered a kind of bread, but his bread was insignificant. And paled in comparison to the bread that Jesus brought.
这凯撒给他的国民也提供了可能也有一点相似的这样的一个粮，但这个粮呢和这个耶稣给我们的真的不足挂齿，也真的是逊色。
I want to read also another theme on this bread that comes from Matthew chapter 4. The scripture there says, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he became hungry. And the tempter came and said to Jesus, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
那施害人就近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，就可以吩咐这些石头变成这石头变成食物。
But Jesus answered the tempter and said,
耶稣对这个善人说，
It is written, man shall live She'll not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus is the source of true bread. Like during the days of Caesar Augustus, even today there are many voices that cry out to us and saying, This is bread.This is bread. This is true bread.
现在和那个当时凯撒的年代一样，很多人都向别人讲，我给你提供粮食，我给你提供。
But if you want to be a strong, spiritually strong Christian, you need to eat regularly from the house of bread. Otherwise, you will be weak.
如果你要成为一个有强健的这样的基督徒的话。那你就要经常来这个饼屋，也就是耶稣来支取营养。
Or you will not have joy that you would like to have, especially during this Christmas season.
或你就很难得着这种喜乐，你会变得软弱，尤其是在这个圣诞这样的季节里面。
Here's another example that challenges me even as I read it.One day during Jesus' ministry, he proclaimed some words that were hard for people to accept.
就是在这个耶稣的在世的服事的时候，他宣告了一些东西，是当时的有些人都很难接受的。
As a result, many people decided not to follow him anymore.
由于这个原因，当时很多人就不再跟从耶稣。
So Jesus turned to the 12 and he asked them.
这个时候呢，就耶稣就转身面对这个他的十二个门徒。
He said, "You do not want to go away, also, do you?"
他就问他们，就是这样你们也要去吗？
Simon Peter answered him, and this is what really challenges me. Simon Peter answered him the following.
这个西门确实给我他的回答确实让我也很很吃惊。
Lord, to whom shall we go?
主啊，我去哪儿呢？
You have the words of eternal life.
你主啊，你有永生之道。
We have believed that and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
已经相信，知道你是神的圣者。
This is a reminder to me to not follow these other breads that the world talking about, but I too regularly need to eat, read from God's word, the true source of bread.
这给我一个提醒，就是我不要去从世界别的地方来寻找粮，我不要来到这个基督面前。
We rejoice this Christmas because Jesus is the source of true bread. There is no other source of true bread.
我们在这个圣诞节的季节，我们欢喜，因为耶稣是真粮的来源。
Here's as a summary the three main ideas.
我想总结一下这三个主要的这个点。
Jesus sovereign over all rulers.
耶稣是所有掌权的主宰。
Jesus is the source of true light.
耶稣是真光的来源。
And Jesus is the source of true bread. The Savior, Jesus, was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread.
耶稣是真粮的来源。耶稣我们的救主就出生在这粮，称为粮屋的伯拉罕。
Let us embrace the Christmas message, the gospel message. A God who is in heaven came down and dwelt among us. Let us embrace it anew, rejoice and celebrate.
我们在这个时候，我们应该是来拥抱这样的一个信息，这就是神他变成人住在我们当中啊，这样的一个信息啊，我们要来这个充满的欢喜，充满快乐。
And be people who share the good news much more passionately than somebody who made a bunch of three-point shots.
我们要比这个听到这要比这个打篮球投三分球更热情的去和别人去分享这样的好消息。
I'm gonna play a song. It's called "God Is For Us." And as the song plays, maybe you can quietly reflect on it.
我想我要来放一首歌，这歌就是叫《神是为我们》啊。在这个时候呢，我想每个在听的时候呢，希望每个人都能够沉思我们应该怎样去做。
Sing for joy now, God is for us.
我不知道你们呢听到没听这个反复的唱的一句就是，我们要。歌颂，因为我们神是为我们的。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神是为我们的，有谁能来要挑战我们呢？
And God's love was like a what?
神的爱像什么？
Strong and what?
Fortress, yes. 强的一个城堡。
This is the message of Christmas. God became human, lived among us.And he showed us, if he's for us, who can be against us?
这个圣诞节的这个信息就是神降世为人和我们在一起。如果神是为我们的，谁能给我们挑战呢？谁能控告我们呢？
We have a lot to rejoice about and a lot to proclaim to those who have not yet believed.
我们有很多让我们欢喜的，我们也有很多需要向别人宣告的。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you that during the Christmas season, again, we can celebrate the birth of this child in Bethlehem.
我们感谢天父，在这个圣诞节期间，我们来到一起。 来庆祝这个出生在伯利恒的这样一个婴孩。
What we learn is that this child is the sovereign king.
我们知道这个在伯利恒出生这个婴孩是一个世界的主宰。
Sovereign over all rulers, even today.
他是一切掌权的至上的主宰。
A light of the world.
他是这个世界的光。
The light that our heart truly needs to follow, to embrace and follow.
这个是我们真的要跟随要拥抱的这样一个光。
And that true bread that our heart really needs for true life and joy.
这是我们心真正需要的这样的一个粮食，能给我们带来这个喜乐和平安。
As your children this week, help us to live out this truth joyfully every day.
求主来帮助我们在这个星期来每一天都能活出这样的充满喜乐的这样的生命。
And for those who are not quite there, Lord, help them to see that you are everything their hearts desired and much more.
主啊，这对那些现在还没有认识到你的主，也让他们看到你才是他们真正需要的。你给会带给他们带来真正的喜乐。
Thank you, Lord, for being for us.
谢谢主你是为我们征战的。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
用耶我们凭基督耶稣我们圣主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.